Thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Naya. How may I assist you today?
How you doing, Naya?
Good. How are you?
All right. My nephew's daughter's name Naya.
Oh, twins.
Yeah, she's a little thing. About 4 or 5 years old.
Well, most of the guys is bossy.
Yeah, well, look, Naya, I'm calling in reference to a fraudulent charge on my account, which the fraud company just called me and told me about. And I didn't ask for anything from you all. This is Lifestyle Solutions. Right. There's a $29.95 and a $59.95 that I never gave no information for.
Okay, can you please provide me with your zip code?
23227.
Can you verify your first and last name for me?
Lamont, L-A-M-O-N-T, Clayton, C-L-A-Y-T-O-N.
And can you verify your address, please?
351 Waxwing Drive.
Okay. So I do see on the 15th of January, the Smart Health Watch was purchased and delivered on the 25th of January. May I ask, did you receive that product?
Yes. Yeah, that was $6.95, right?
Correct.
Right.
Okay, so I can explain. On the website, they do put you on a 14-day trial, and after the 14 days, they bill you full price for the product they sent out. So that's what you're seeing reflecting trying to transact through your account. But you did cancel it out. I can get your account canceled out as well, so they will not bill you again, okay?
Okay. So what about those two, $29.95 and $59.95? What is that?
That's for the product they sent out. That's for the watch.
For what product?
For the smart watch.
Well, how come I got charged twice?
You did pay shipping and handling, but like I stated, you were on a 14-day trial, and after the 14 days, they did bill you for, well, they tried, attempted to bill you for the full price of that product.
Oh, well, I'll send it back.
It's okay. You can keep it, because due to COVID, we do not, you know, issue returns.
Okay, because look, Maya, when I was doing that and I looked at it, what it was, I took a survey for the phone company that I deal with, and so they offered me, you know, to pick something, and when I picked the watch, it said that it was no charge. All you had to pay was the shipping, you know, and then they tried to charge me more, and I said no. You know, and I told, you know, the fraud people called me. And I told them, I said, no, I was paying $6.95. So they declined the rest of the money that they supposed to charge me for, but they sent me the watch anyway and charged me $6.95. And that was it. Now, with the $59.95 and the $29.95 come from, I don't know. Because
Yes, sir, I do understand. So everything is taken care of, canceled out for you, so that bill will not process.
Thank you. Because I don't understand how they did that. What is it? How do they try to do that?
I just assist with customer service.
Okay. Because the fraud people... The fraud people are going to call their constituents, you know, to find out what the hell is going on.
Definitely, as they should.
Yeah. So, all right. So, look, well, I'm glad you're going to counsel that for me and tell them, you know, for now, I'm not answering the things no more. I think, you know, that's something, and then they want to charge on us.
Yeah, at least read the terms and conditions first before you make a purchase on anything on the website, because everything you need to know about what's going on is in the terms and conditions on anything you buy.
You know, I didn't even see any terms and conditions. Tell you the truth, I didn't really see any of that. They had so many different types. They had so many different types of things you could choose, you know, to order, you know. And I never did see anything about no terms and conditions.
Okay. Yeah. So just look out for that next time.
Okay.
If you want to order anything.
Okay. Well, yeah. Take that $29.95 and that $59.95 off. Because I'm going to call my fraud people back and let them know that all of that is being, you know, taken off of my account.
It never processed.
Okay. No, I didn't see it. Okay. Well, is there any kind of thing I can write down to verify that's being taken care of?
You should receive an email.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, Naya, I thank you very much. I appreciate you. And I hope you get that straight for me.
Okay, yes, sir. You enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.